Texans Extra Points has been brought to you by Reliant, an NRG company.
One, two, three,
one,
two.
One final segment now before we get to the game and get up to the booth with Kevin Kugler and Spencer Tillman. And those guys are in the booth. These guys are John Harris and John McClain. Didn't want to make anybody confused over there. But we talked a little bit before the break about Jadeveon Clowney. If everything goes according to plan, he practices this Monday. Is that a big surprise to you?
I've said they targeted everything to come back, get a couple of games in on a part-time basis, and then be ready for Kansas City again on a part-time basis. And I'm guessing that would be used as a pass rusher. But I think we'll all believe it when we see it. And the key is when he comes back, can he stay healthy?
I think it's a little bit of a surprise. I remember when the microfracture surgery actually happened, or when it was announced, I remember thinking 2015's out, 2016 will be the year that we can target Jadeveon. But the organization has been very firm about, no, we expect him back in 2015. And then it became, well, we're expecting him back for week one. And then Bill O'Brien said, hey, August 17th, he'll do something. And I think at that point, whatever the something is, the fact that it's even just a little bit, just to be out there, maybe it's in pads, maybe it's just in uppers, maybe it's just going through individual, it doesn't matter. From that point to September 13th, he's almost got another month to get ready for the Kansas City Chiefs. And even if it's in a part-time role, it doesn't matter. If he gets 10 reps rushing the edge, just to take any kind of heat off of JJ, off of Vince, off the guys up front, it'll help. And I think getting number 90 back and just building it up as the year goes on, hopefully by the second half of the year, we'll see that Jadeveon Clowney that we all saw at South Carolina.
The worst thing you can see with Clowney is him getting confused, dropping into coverage. But remember, he's missed so much time playing outside linebacker, in which he has more responsibilities than just going after the quarterback. So the mental part is going to be very important for him as well as the physical.
How important is the role of Romeo Crennel in all of this?
Well, I think it's huge. I mean, it's
talking,
almost like
talking about what he was just referencing, dropping back and all that.
I think a manager with a pitch count. I mean, that's the way we think about it, using a baseball analogy. Manager has to keep track of, okay, we want this guy to have 75 pitches tonight. We're not going beyond that. Or a middle reliever, we don't go beyond 35 pitches. So I think it's going to be hugely important, because once you get in that game situation and maybe he's registered a sack early on, you want to get him back out there. I think it was last year early on, you heard Bill O'Brien mic'd up against the Redskins, give it to Foster, give it to Foster, because he wanted to finish that game and get the win. So it's going to be hugely important for Romeo to make sure, not too much early on, let it build up as we go through.
This time last year we wondered, Romeo's a 3-4-2 gap coach. What in the world is he going to do with Watt? Is he going to make him two gap and not rush the passer? We saw what he did with Watt. He'll figure out the best way to use Jadeveon Clowney.
Crennel is creative. That is one thing that's certain. Okay, taking on the 49ers tonight. Tonight is a success if, and don't say the injuries thing. We all know tonight's a success if no one gets injured. But other than that, what makes tonight a good deal?
I think if the offense, with either quarterback or both, has a consistent, no-mistake, 8-10 play drive, puts it in the end zone early in the game, I think that would help the fans to step up and go, okay, maybe we got a couple of guys that can lead this team, especially when you consider last year's preseason game when the offense, I don't know if the offense showed up. So I would say early drive, no mistakes, get it in the end zone.
Penalties, of course, first game traditionally has a lot of penalties. You're playing all the guys off the bench. If you can not have an extraordinary number of penalties for a first game, be a little smoother than you would be, I think that would be tremendous. And I've written about that first game last year, which was a disaster. Anything better than that is success.
A disaster is a very kind way to put what happened in the desert last year. Okay, let's give the folks at home and those watching right now a player to watch. It's not a frontline guy that you want to keep an eye on.
This is one John's going to say, but I'm going to say it anyway. Corey Moore, the strong safety from Georgia, undrafted free agent. We all believe, based on what we've seen in the offseason program and early in training camp, he could be the first undrafted free agent to make the team.
CJ Fedorowicz, he took my answer.
All right, that's it for Texans Extra Points. Watch the game, and we will see you again next week.
Let's see what we do with the slash play tonight.
Hey, go.
Let's go, D. Come on.
Knock your fingers back up the field. Get the push. Before technique, you got to get some penetration.
That's it. Hey, that's nice play. That's it. 8-4. Nice job.